Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I'm still sick, so if I my mind is not working at 100% today, which I find totally annoying. But I was reading, and you know, as you read the word, the anointing that you have in you will, because once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're righteous, you're born spiritually new, and you have that Holy Spirit in you. And that anointing, it talks about how you don't need a teacher. That anointing will teach you. Well, once you start to read the word and you start to put this stuff in your mind as you read, God will start to, man, my voice keeps cracking. God will start to, will work in you that you'll start seeing things like over and over and over and over again, to where it's like, okay, this is something that God's obviously pointing out that I need to change. And for some reason, I'm reading this stuff and I don't even think I do it that much, but it's just incredible that it's starting to be put on my heart that godly grief worketh a change in your moral position, that godly sorrow. Sometimes you feel that sorrow and it will move you into a different moral position. And I think that's kind of what's going on with me right now as I read this. But I wanted to go, this might be a little too honest, but anyways, as I read this, I wanted to go over it. If you go to James chapter 3, I'm going to go to the beginning. Hopefully I'm going to fly through this real quick, but it says, "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend or all stumble. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body." This is talking about the tongue. Again, if any man offend not, for in many things we offend or all stumble. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man. If any man can offend not by speaking, that same is a perfect man. Then it goes through and it talks about how even putting a bridle in the horse's mouth, it moves the entire horse. You know, you put that little, I don't know what it's called. I think it's called a stirrup. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not a horse guy, but it'll move the whole body once you move that head. Verse 4, "Behold, all the ships, also the ships, which though they be great, are driven of fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth." You know, if you think about a huge ship, the rudder in the back, you know, that moves that ship, and it's a very small instrument considering the how large that ship is. Verse 5, "Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth." And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. "So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell." Verse 7, "For every kind of beasts, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind." Verse 8, "But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not to be." Is that not true? I'm not sure what type of person you are. I'm not sure if you're the type of person to talk smack or sow at discord among many brethren, which we're not to do, but you're not to do it. You know what I mean? And your mouth, your tongue can no man tame. The tongue is the thing that you say, the things that come out of your mouth. A lot of people have a hard time taming that bad boy. And honestly, I'm an externalizer. I like to externalize my thoughts in order to really understand where I am on a matter. So I like to talk. I'm a talker. But I think about these things, and God works with you in all ways. And when you read this stuff, you have to start applying it. For me, I read this and say, man, I've got to tighten it up a little bit. I've got to tighten it up. God's telling me to tighten my mouth up, tighten my tongue up, tighten the things that I say up. And it might not be to the detriment. It might not be hurting a lot of people, but there's a reason that God works with you. He moves you into a direction that builds you up as a man or woman, and it builds you up in life. It brings you to a spiritual state. And again, that's why I always talk about this, and that's why it was so profound when I was asked, as you read, as you get older, when you read the word, is it any different? And it's absolutely not. The word is the word. The truth of the word is the truth. And when you start to change your mind and change your actions to what the word says, it starts to result in a different course of life. So the only thing that I see as I get older is the truth of the word manifesting and becoming more and more visible. And that's what's so beautiful. You got to choose in life where you put your heart. You got to choose in life where you put your mind. And if you read the word is spiritual. It's written by holy prophets as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. This word is spiritual. It's not carnal. You're not going to get the knowledge of this world, the knowledge of God from this world, the five senses. You're going to get it from the word. When you start to read the word, when you start to apply this stuff in your life, man, it will change your life for the better. And I'm getting smacked right now. Have a great day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God. It's never to Jesus Christ. It's to God. And you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ with that sacrifice of thanksgiving. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. Talk to you tomorrow. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I pray for this sickness. I thank you for the steps that have already been taken, that we're moving forward, that I'm getting better. I can feel it, and I'm very thankful for that. I thank you again for the moments of my life, for the little moments, for the big moments. I pray that you continually show me how to get the business going, that we can live in a financial, without financial stress, and that we can continue to grow. I thank you for each and every person that we work with, that you bless them, that you take care of them. I thank you for the small moments of my life and how you've taken care of each and every one of those. And the big moments, I pray for my brother, that he has full healing in his hand, that you just take care of that situation. If there's anything that was wrong by him using it too much, that you just cover that. I also pray for my family and that you take care of them. I pray for each and every one of your believers out there, that you bless them. And I always pray for my golf game. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.